In a podcast last week, I talked about a pop group called the Zimmers. The Zimmers are all elderly people who want to show the world that old people can be fun and creative. A few days ago, I found a short poem about being old. It is by Barbara Bueller Wegner. But I'm afraid that I have not been able to find out anything more, either about the poem or about the writer. Here it is. Blessed are they who understand my faltering steps and shaking hand. Blessed are those who know my ears today will strain to catch the words they say. Blessed are those who with a cheery smile stop to chat for a little while. Blessed are those who never say, "You've told us that story twice today." Blessed are those who make it known that I'm loved, respected, and not alone. The word blessed is a religious word. It means being favoured by God. In modern English, we would normally say blessed rather than blessed. But the writer was thinking about a famous passage in the Bible in which Jesus tells us what sort of people are closest to God. They are not the rich people, or the powerful people, or the famous people. They are poor people. People who carry great sorrow, people who show mercy, people who suffer, and so on. In a modern English Bible, the word that Jesus uses for these people is blessed. But older people like me remember a much older English translation of the Bible. In England, we call it the Authorized Version of the Bible. In America, they call it the King James Bible, because it was translated into English at the beginning of the 17th century, in the reign of King James I. Do you remember the podcast about the 5th of November? King James was the king whom Guy Fawkes tried to blow up. The Authorized Version of the Bible is sometimes difficult to understand, because it uses English which is very different from modern English. But it is very beautiful and poetic, and it was the version of the Bible used in churches in England for more than 300 years. And in the Authorized Version, the word which Jesus uses to talk about people who are close to God is blessed. And that is why the word blessed is used in this poem. Goodbye.